I'm Abby Fencher-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. The Morrill Act of 1862 was the first law to grant land to colleges so they might focus on teaching agriculture, science, and engineering. Now more than 70 land-grant universities and colleges exist, including Iowa State University, Kansas State University, the University of Missouri in Columbia, and the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. For this episode of Field Notes, we take a closer look at beef research at land-grant institutions. And for that, we turn to Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe.
I talked to Chuck Hassebrook as part of my reporting on a story about the ever-increasing corporate funding of research at ag colleges in America's big beef-producing states. Hassebrook is interesting because he's on the University of Nebraska Board of Regents, but he's concerned about the kinds of studies that are being done because of these big business donors. Hassebrook is also the program director for the Center for Rural Affairs in Lyons, Nebraska. He begins here by going back to the establishment of the land-grant universities, a law signed by Abraham Lincoln 150 years ago.
I'm concerned that our land grant system has lost its sense of a social mission. And, you know, if you go back to the founding legislation, the Morrill Act, and others, there was a great emphasis on serving smaller farms. And I think that has been lost in our agricultural colleges. The assumption is that if we continue to develop and improve technology in agriculture and improve the efficiency of agriculture, that inherently means that agriculture will become concentrated in fewer hands, and we'll have fewer farmers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For example, we could improve efficiency in agriculture and can improve efficiency in agriculture by developing new knowledge that enables farmers to manage the crops and the soils and the livestock more intensively so that they can use more of their management to reduce the need for purchased inputs and improve productivity. And that's a way to improve efficiency that actually puts a premium on the presence of the farmer providing skilled labor and in the field, in the barn management.
This research led in part to the demise of the family farmer, led in part to the growing trend against the smaller producer?
Sure. I mean, we've developed a whole set of technologies that have done a couple things. I mean, one of the things the trends in technology over the last 50, 60, 70 years have done is they have shrunk the farm share of profit in the food system, that we've more on a larger scale. And in the process, the input sector has captured a bigger share of the profit in the food system. Farmers, to use those technologies, on average, have had to get bigger just to make the same income. And we've ended up with a lot fewer farmers.
Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe spoke with the University of Nebraska's Chuck Hassebrook for her story on the trend towards corporately funded research at agriculture colleges in big beef-producing states. Her story is one of a five-part series launching on Monday called America's Big Beef, which is an in-depth look at the billion-dollar cattle industry. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.